With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse. I'm
watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 499.
Do you think we'll make it to 500?
Yes.
Oh, now you know. So according to Bloomberg, Tesla just signed a $16.5 billion deal with Samsung to produce AI chips.
Is that true?
Well, that's what Go Optimist asked. Is this true, Elon?
And Elon said yes. Okay, so I know that Tesla has been working with TSMC in Taiwan and Arizona to produce the AI 5 chip that Tesla designed. So this will be for AI 6 chips?
Yes, that's correct. These AI 6 chips will be made at Samsung's Taylor, Texas facility using its 2 nanometer chip tech.
Okay, so how much better are 2 nanometer chips than the current 3 nanometer chips technology?
2 nanometer chips offer up to 30% better power efficiency and 20% higher performance.
But we're talking about AI 6 chips. The AI 5 hasn't even been put into service yet.
Right. The AI 5 chip just completed its design phase and will go into production soon. The AI 6 chip deal with Samsung extends through 2033, and Elon noted that the actual output and spending could be several times higher than the stated value of $16.5 billion.
So how many chips would $16.5 billion get you?
That would be about 40 million to 45 million chips total, and we're going to discuss the ramifications of that over on Investor Club on Patreon today, so please join us. But Elon went on to say, Samsung's giant new Texas fab will be dedicated to making Tesla's next generation AI 6 chip. So dedicated. The strategic importance of this is hard to overstate. Samsung currently makes AI 4 chip. TSMC will make AI 5, which just finished design, initially in Taiwan and then in Arizona. And of course, that's because of tariffs. And then Elon went on to say Samsung agreed to allow Tesla to assist in maximizing manufacturing efficiency. This is a critical point, as I will walk the line personally to accelerate the pace of progress, and the fab is conveniently located not far from my house.
So Elon is going to help Samsung make chips even faster?
Well, they may have to. Because Elon then said this, the $16.5 billion number is just the bare minimum. Actual output is likely to be several times higher. And Jesse Pelton posted most important news of the year so far.
And Elon said, so few understand this, it will become obvious in 2 to 3 years. And so these chips that we're talking about, these are not potato chips. These are the chips that go in the cars. At the moment, they just go in the cars. AI 4 chips is what's in the current. So if you buy a new Model Y, it has the AI 4 chip. It used to be called Hardware 3. Well, Hardware 4. But now we call them AI chips, I think because they're also going to go into Optimus.
Exactly. These are inference chips. Exactly.
And so this is crazy because we're talking about the 2 generations ahead of what we currently have.
Yes.
You buy a car today, it has an AI 4 chip. They're already working on the AI 5 chip. And then we're talking about the AI 6 chip here.
Right.
So this is insane because what he's probably talking about is the stuff that's going to be going into Optimus like in the future.
Exactly. This is why we're going to talk about it on Investor Club today. We'll see you there. So you've probably seen the headlines. Tesla sales in Europe just dropped nearly 50%.
And of course, the media is quick to blame Elon's politics and the rise of cheaper EVs from China.
So this story has been dominating news feeds everywhere with nearly 300 articles reporting on it.
But here's what most of you didn't see.
Just a day later, Tesla's shares rose after Elon announced that he's returning 24/7, but only 13 articles covered that.
Markets react fast, but public opinion, that sticks. on purpose.
The media knows making Elon look bad gets way more clicks than balanced reporting. And if that's happening with someone as high profile as him, just think about everything else we're not being told.
That's why we keep partnering with Ground News, the only app and website that won't tell you what to think.
Instead, they pull news from around the world on today's most important stories. They break down each reporting source's biases and credibility and let you decide what facts are worth your attention.
Go to ground.news/NYK to check out their different interest feeds and find the stories we discuss on our channel or their dedicated blind spot feed for other important stories either side of the spectrum is ignoring.
Ground News was actually created by a former NASA engineer who saw a bigger problem with people only seeing one side of the story, something we know our viewers care a lot about too.
So we got you 40% off the same Vantage plan we've been using. That's just $5 a month for unlimited access to a much better version of your current news feeds.
Just go to ground.news/NYK or use this QR code.
If you care about the truth on tech, Tesla, and where Elon is taking us next, then trust us, this app should already be on your phone.
And speaking of fake news, the Tesla Takedown losers organized an event at the Tesla Diner in West Hollywood over the weekend.
Not many people showed up to operate their saluting inflatables.
Loser.
Elon responded, "This is obviously a paid attack with no popular support, as it is just a few people with public passerbys ignoring them. Only question is, who's paying them?"
I don't think that you have that kind of weird stuff. Just normal people. Like, I think picket signs are fine. If you don't like something, you can make a picket sign. It's just weird that if you think that Elon was doing a Nazi salute, why would you make a special balloon to do Nazi salutes? That's weird.
Le who? The her.
So we introduced you to Neuralink patient 9, Audrey Cruz, a couple days ago, but we skipped over patient number 8, who we just learned is Nick Ray.
Nick said, "Hello world, my name is Nick Ray, and I am patient 8, telepath 8, in the Neuralink trials." So Nick has ALS, and he says, "The precision and speed of control out of the box has been astounding and liberating. I can't wait to learn to play the drums again."
You can follow his journey over on X. He is telepath_8.
And Audrey Cruz, patient 9, said, "Here are some more of my doodles. I'm taking requests, LOL. Imagine your pointer finger is left click, and the cursor movement is with your wrist without physically doing it, just a normal day using telepathy."
That is so awesome.
Tesla Asia posted the 1,000th Megapack just rolled off the production line at Megapack Factory Shanghai, now headed to Europe.
And Elon said, "Strong robot arm emoji." I think, is that what you call it? And Tennessee is about to get boring.
The Boring Company posted, announcing Music City Loop. The Boring Company is coming to the state of Tennessee. Las Vegas Loop has already moved more than 3 million passengers and growing. Next stop, Nashville. And Elon reposted the Boring Company saying, "We're hiring the founding team for Music City Loop, looking for engineers, operations coordinators, electricians, welders, and mechanics to grow our team in Nashville." So the hiring event is going to be on Wednesday from 6 to 8. Learn more about it at boringcompany.com/apply Nashville. Well, that would be a fun job.
Yeah.
Get a little music at night. Boring during the day.
And then, yeah, when it'll be done, I'm guessing it's going to be just like the Las Vegas Loop. So
exactly.
You're going to have autonomous Teslas running underneath the streets of Nashville.
Do you think there'll be musicians playing down in the tube?
I think there ought to be.
With that good reverb.
I think it's going to change the music scene. It's going to be all about
and underground music down scene.
In the boring tunnel.
So a couple weeks ago on episode 493, we reported that Elon posted about a mind-blowing demo at the end of this year.
We asked you, our viewers, to comment on that video what you thought the demo would be about. It turns out it is indeed going to be about the next generation Roadster. Lars Mojave just confirmed, saying Roadster is definitely in development. We did talk about it last Sunday night. We're gearing up for a super cool demo. It is going to be mind-blowing. We showed Elon some cool demos last week of the tech we've been working on, and he got a little excited.
Weren't we giving away something?
We are. Grok is going through the comments as we speak and randomly picking a winner from those that had the correct answer, and that lucky winner will be getting a Tesla wall connector.
All right, so hopefully we will have a name for you on Thursday's show.
Yeah.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
And we launched our Now We Build YouTube channel last month, showing you how we built our beautiful herringbone patterned wall using recycled pallets.
Now we just released our second video, How We Built Our Shop Elevator.
We used to have the messiest, hard to work in shop space, but now with the addition of our shop elevator, we actually have the room to work properly because
we can move all the tools that we're not using up into our shop's attic and then bring them down when we need them.
all without us throwing our backs out. So if you want to learn how we did it, then please check out our Now We Build YouTube channel, and we'd love it if you would subscribe over there.
We've already reached over 1,000 subscribers over there, and we'd love to get to 2,000 subscribers this week. So head on over there, subscribe, hit the like button on both of our new videos, leave some comments. I hope you really enjoy it. We're really excited about this build channel. I'm so pumped. We have all these projects that we've been working on literally for years, and we haven't told you anything about, and you get to see them all if you go over to the Now We Build channel. It's really fun. We're so excited to bring you even more.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And SpaceX posted Starship moved to the launch site at Starbase for pre-flight testing. Elon said this is V2 Starship. V3 hopefully launches end of year. Because, you know, Elon thinks it takes till the third version for you to get it right of most products.
So. Interesting.
Elon then said Starship launches again next month. So we're probably talking the V2 launch in August. And then Colonel Mike Finke said our ride has arrived and is in place. Great work by the SpaceX team. Dragon Endeavor looks magnificent, moving quickly and steadily to launch on July 31st. And so this will be Thursday's launch of Crew 11 going to the ISS. I hope the weather's good.
I hope so too.
All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. But before we go, we want to congratulate the winner of our third Tesla Model Y front cooler, Wildstorm.
Congratulations, Wildstorm. We're going to be sending you your front cooler in the mail. You're going to have the coolest frunk this summer. Wow, so three front coolers. So I guess we're done giving away stuff, huh?
Not a chance.
I can do this all day.
We are now giving away a Tesla wall connector. So comment on the Tesla wall connector post over on Patreon for your chance to win. We'll be picking a winner soon, so don't wait.
So you heard him. If you haven't joined our Patreon, this is the perfect time to join.
You have a really good chance to win.
We'll see you over on Patreon today for your Patreon bonus stories.
All right, we're back for our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the shout outs. These are the people who make this show possible. Who do we got today?
We've got Sunil Kote,
Webb Dennis,
Robin Woodward,
Andreas Ackerman,
and Cody Hunt.
Thank you so much for supporting us. We couldn't do the show without you guys. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the Week. And Libs of TikTok said, horrific, white couple brutally beat by black mob in Cincinnati with the woman being slammed to the concrete ground. You probably won't see this story in the mainstream media.
Elon said that guy almost killed this woman, aggravated assault. Why zero stories?
Elon then said, equal treatment for all. Little Humans Big Impact said, Neuralink recipient writes her name for the first time in 20 years telepathically.
Elon says she is controlling her computer just by thinking. Most people don't realize this is possible.
Then this meme, tell me the truth. Am I ready to hear it? Your nose ring makes you look like a cow.
Elon says, I don't understand the nose ring.
Then Elon posted this meme of, oh, no, no, no. First Aussie, now the Hulk. Is George Soros even in this damn thing? Elon then said, you can just point your camera at anything and Grok will tell you what it is. It could even read the writing on my doctor's prescription note. I actually had it write out our checklist for our solar trailer the other day. I'd scribbled a checklist and I didn't want to retype it. And I said, Grok, can you just put this into a document? And it did. And it was right.
That's pretty awesome.
Ray said, Elon famously said 6 years ago that LiDAR is a fool's errand. And many at the time were skeptical about his claim. Now it's becoming increasingly clear that Elon is right.
Elon says, but what do I know about technology?
And then this meme of how it's about to go down. Ghislaine names a bunch of Democrats, maybe tosses in a few billionaires. She says Trump did nothing wrong. MAGA praises her for taking down the pedophiles. Trump pardons her for telling the truth.
And Elon says, bullseye.
Unusual Whale says breaking, Mercedes-Benz is integrating Microsoft Teams into its vehicles.
And Yashu Sharma says, imagine getting this update instead of Grok in your car.
Hey, Bob, I realized that you just got in your car to go home. I was thinking maybe you could come in this Sunday.
Mark Andreessen said chess is more popular and a bigger industry now than ever.
Elon says, true, to my surprise. I mostly stopped playing chess as a kid when I realized that it would be trivial in the future to write a chess low degree of freedom game program that could beat all humans.
Sean Ono Lennon says, man, am I sick of superhero films and shows. Please just try something else for a few years. The best superhero film in history would still be annoying at this point.
Elon says, 100%. The comic book creativity has been milked too hard at this point. The best creative content has come from video games for the past 40 years.
Then he posted this meme, we're here to replace you, and they're all on their phones. And Elon said, how many times have you walked into a room and literally everyone was staring at their phone? And then this post of the world total fertility rate going down.
Elon says throughout history, any civilization that experiences extended periods of prosperity with no serious threat of invasion has low birth rates after a few generations. One can debate the cause, but not the correlation. The Romans lamented this constantly.
Data Republican says, I've been asked about the LA wildfire donation scandal. Here's the truth. It's standard operating procedure. In most nonprofits, only a small fraction of your donation reaches the front lines.
And Elon says, accurate.
Elon says, working out the bugs on Grok video. So this is now called Imagine, and I haven't been able to get it yet, but he said, download the Grok app now to join the waitlist for Imagine. And breaking, now Elon Musk's Boring Company Las Vegas Loop has now transported over 3 million passengers, which I didn't think was possible with just cars, but I guess it's been doing it for so long, and there's so many cars and so many people.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a while, and obviously they're continuing to expand the Vegas Loop, but I think that it is pretty interesting.
Think of all those people that would have been tying up traffic above ground.
Well, and they're continuing to do it, so it's probably working.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Don't forget, send in your stories and your videos and your thoughts to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com. We love putting them in the show.
And also be sure to join us over on Patreon. All you have to do is support us for $1 a month, and you get Patreon bonus stories 3 times a week.
Plus great chances to win all sorts of cool stuff. I mean, your chances to win are really good.
So we'll see you guys on Thursday, everyone.
Now you know.
Looking to get the most out of your money, time, and even better, your points and miles? I'm Chris Hutchins. I'm a lifelong optimizer, and I've sold 2 companies, racked up millions of points, and traveled the world to over 60 countries almost always for free. And I host All the Hacks, an award-winning podcast trusted by more than 1 million listeners that turns big ideas into quick tactical moves you can start using today to upgrade your life, money, and travel. Recent episodes have covered how to book business class seats for economy prices, how to make an easy $3,000 a month from online deals, and tiny habits that you can use to buy back hours of your time each week. There's no fluff in the show. It's just proven playbooks to travel better, spend smarter, and design a life you're excited about. So search All the Hacks, that's All the Hacks, in your podcast app, hit follow, and start upgrading your life today.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.